This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So today is officially Galentine's Day, is it not, Alyssa?
Oh, yeah. We looked this up the other day, the day before Valentine's Day. So February 13th is Galentine's.
Okay. So it's a day that, if I'm assuming correctly, it's a day that the gals are supposed to get together and celebrate and have fun. However, Galentine's Day is actually tearing this friend group apart right now.
Oh, no.
Skylar and Erica, they're both going to join us right now. Skylar, you're up first. Tell us what's going on with you and Erica.
So I feel like we're on here for like the dumbest reason, but this is like legitimately an issue that we're having right now in the friend group. So basically we're supposed to get together tomorrow night for Galentine's Day. And Erica has already taken it upon herself to cancel, which we don't love.
Okay. Let me clarify something. So you guys are celebrating Galentine's Day tomorrow night on the actual Valentine's Day. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, we all work, so we just thought it would be easier.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so my next natural question for Skylar would be, well, why did Erica cancel? But Erica is right here on Hash It Out, so we can just ask her ourselves.
Yeah.
Erica, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Why did you cancel on your friends tomorrow night for the planned Galentine's Day?
Okay, listen, I have a very good reason as to why I canceled on this Galentine's Day. I have a Valentine for the first time in like literally 6 years. And so I'm sorry, but like, of course I want to hang out with him.
Aww.
I mean, she's been dating him for like 4 months. You aren't officially anything. So I don't know what you think you're doing tomorrow, but it's not like there's like an expensive dinner or something that he's paying for. They're probably just going to order food and sit at her house. So
is that true, Erica? That's all you're going to do?
I'm sorry, but like what is she even talking about? Like, I'm sorry. It's not like I have to spend $100 on a Valentine's Day to make it romantic. Yes, we can just hang out at my apartment and do that. That's
right.
Completely
sure,
fine
which
with
is
me.
Fine. But we had plans for tomorrow night. We are all going out. So how does it feel knowing that you are the one who bailed?
But Galentine's Day is officially today, right? And tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And so like, I don't understand what you're missing. Like, you guys are going out on Valentine's Day.
Because
I'd be so fine if it was tonight or Saturday, but, like, you're going out on Valentine's Day.
But, Erica, like, this is an anti-Valentine's kind of night. You know that two of us just got out of a relationship. One of them really toxic, so, like, we don't need the gaslighting right now. You need to be there for your friends, not sitting with your boyfriend. Like, you need to be thinking about what we've been through and like our exes, and that's what this night is for. We don't need
Skylar,
what you're going through thrown in our face.
Sorry, do not say I was gaslighting you. Like, I am all for supporting all of our friends. Of course I am. And at the same time, can you guys also support me and like be happy that I'm finally spending it with somebody, like literally after so long?
Jenna's in a relationship. Her boyfriend totally gets it. She literally talked to him, and he's a feminist. He's on board. So
that is amazing. Like, so good for Jenna. So good for Jenna. She celebrated Valentine's Day with her boyfriend before. I have never done that. So, like, I don't understand what the problem is. Like, you guys are going to go have fun without me. And I don't understand why you need to make me feel guilty, like I'm not a good friend, because I want to spend the first Valentine's Day in 6 years that I have with somebody. Like, get real.
All right, Skylar, Erica, everybody hang on. I want to put you guys on hold just for a second here.
Oh, no, you're going to stop them? I'm having so much fun.
Oh, my gosh. I started laughing in the middle of that. Oh, my gosh. Is this what Galentine's Day was supposed to be about?
I don't think so.
I mean, the fighting. There's Valentine's Day shaming going on here.
Yeah, there's no love in the air at the moment.
All right, 216-474-0104. So Galentine's Day is officially today, but Skylar and Erica's friends group planned something for tomorrow night on Valentine's Day. Erica wants to spend it with this guy that she's been seeing. Skylar's like, it's not that serious. You can come out with your friends. You can hang out with this guy anytime. All the girls are coming out tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. You need to come too. And there's like a guilt trip going on here.
I know. It's happening right in our ears.
216-474-0104. Can we save this friend group? Hash it out. Your calls next on the Q Morning Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Happy Galentine's Day. So Skylar and her friends group, which includes Erica, has planned this event for tomorrow night. Even though Galentine's Day today, they scheduled it for tomorrow night, kind of like an anti-Valentine's Day thing, where all the girls are going to go out, and Erica has ended up canceling on the friend group because she's been seeing this guy for a few weeks now. And they just want to hang out and chill tomorrow night. So she's kind of like bailing on the friends. And Skylar's representing the friends group. And she is not happy that Erica is bailing. Marissa is listening to us in Mentor. Marissa, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What are your thoughts on Hash It Out? Should Erica have bailed on the friend group like that?
So as someone who was in Erica's shoes, you know, it's been a few years since I was in a relationship. Last year was my first Valentine's Day with my boyfriend, was almost about 4 months too, and it was the most important thing that I got to, you know, be with him and have that. Like, it's the beginning of a new relationship, like new feelings, you're giddy. So I'm Team Erica.
Does it matter if, should Erica, though, spend the evening with her friends for the guy and maybe plan another night to hang out with the guy because the relationship is so new? Does it matter if they hang out on Valentine's Day?
I mean, I'm in a place like with my relationship, like if I were to explain like, hey, this was previous plans, like he wouldn't, I don't think, have minded. So, yeah, I think that could also be a plan, like maybe plan for a big day on Saturday, because this year that's what we're doing. We planned for Saturday to be like our Valentine's plan. So it can go that way.
I would say that most people seem to agree with you, Marissa. I'm just reading the text that are coming in here at 216-474-0104. Aren't friends supposed to support each other? I believe this is just one-sided and selfish on Skylar's part. Erica should be able to enjoy her Valentine's Day with her boyfriend.
Did you see this other one? Classic case of misery loves company.
Yeah. Skylar is wrong. She wants Erica to support her, but she doesn't want to support Erica's happiness. Then she says she's throwing it in her face. I don't even know what that means. What did she throw in her face?
I don't know.
Okay. I think that Jack and Vermillion, though, you are supporting Skylar on this. Is that right, Jack?
My feelings on this can be summed up as sisters before misters. And
yes.
I do feel... I understand, I'm sympathetic to what she's feeling, but I think her friends have probably been there for her longer and are there to support her. And it sounds like the Valentine's Day thing was planned first. And I also just don't think it's cool to cancel plans for new, in your mind, better plans. And also, if the guy is worth being with, I think he'll understand that you had prior commitments and can do Valentine's Day another time.
I think it's interesting that Jack is the one to step up and say sisters before misters, because right now Jack doesn't seem to have a lot of support. I guess we can't tell gender when we're reading the texts.
Yeah, but I mean, based on everything we're getting right now, mostly we're getting support for Erica to spend the day with her or the night with her boyfriend. But I do really see both sides of this because Jack is right. I mean, those friends have probably been there longer than this guy.
Yeah, but you need to pick a side. You can't see both sides. It's hash it out. You've got to pick a side.
I'm sorry.
You're not going to pick one?
I'm going to go Team Erica. I got to do it. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm happy for her. I hope that she really enjoys this Valentine's Day and having somebody special to spend it with.
All right, anything further, you can share it on the text machine, 216-474-0104. I think that these friends will get through this.
I think they will. They'll be okay.
They will get through these trying times. Happy Galentine's Day. It's Q104.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.